Compared to other parts of the world, coronavirus was slow to reach the continent of Africa, but the infection is spreading rapidly. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases on the continent has grown to more than 13,000, with more than 700 deaths so far. This new pandemic comes at a time when areas in Central Africa had just about claimed victory in the battle against Ebola. NewsHour Weekend special correspondent Benedict Moran and video journalist Jorgen Samso bring us the story.
On March 3rd, in this Ebola clinic in the city of Beni in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, medical workers celebrated a milestone. Samita Masika was their last Ebola patient, and she was cured. Before Masika left the clinic for home, she thanked the doctors and nurses who saved her.
Frankly, I don't know what to tell you. I only ask God to bless your work and your efforts.
Ebola can cause headaches, fever, and severe hemorrhaging. It's transmitted by contact with bodily fluids. Without treatment, it's nearly always fatal. The outbreak has infected more than 3,500 people and taken more than 2,000 lives. It was the largest in the Congo's history and the second largest in the world after the 2014 outbreak in West Africa. But now Ebola treatment centers are quiet. Almost. Until yesterday, no new cases had been reported since February 17th, and the 21-day incubation period was about to expire for the second time. The World Health Organization seemed poised to declare that the epidemic was over. Then a single case was reported, and so the fight continues. But getting even this far has been an extraordinary achievement. Ibrahima Sochefal is the WHO's Assistant Director General for Emergencies Response.
It took a lot of work, really, to come to this point. We have recorded more than 3,500 cases and over 2,000 deaths in this very complex environment.
This outbreak began in August 2018 in the remote north of the country. Ebola then reached major cities, including here in Beni, and risked spreading across East Africa and beyond. Thousands of international and Congolese health workers took part in the response. They worked in treatment centers, and they helped bury the dead. Trying to end this outbreak has not been easy. For the past 20 years, this part of Africa has been convulsed by war that sometimes prevented health workers from reaching patients.
You have more than, you know, hundreds of armed groups operating in that area, so to reach to the most remote areas was extremely difficult for our teams.
Authorities set up checkpoints on major roads to take the temperature of travelers. Anyone with a fever was told to isolate themselves at home and tracked in case their condition deteriorated. Health workers had access to a new vaccine, and it was used to immunize more than 300,000 Congolese. But the spread of misinformation caused major setbacks. Some churches spread falsehoods about Ebola, saying, for example, that it could be cured with holy water. Meanwhile, other rumors, including one that Ebola didn't exist, and another that it was a plot to control the population, went viral on social media platforms. The result was deep mistrust of the Ebola response. Many patients refused to share information with medical workers attempting to track and monitor their contacts. Trish Newport worked in Ebola treatment centers for the international medical group Doctors Without Borders. She understands why the population was concerned.
If I didn't trust someone and I had Ebola, and the people I didn't trust came to me and they said, can you give me a list of everyone close to you in your life so I can go to their home and follow them twice a day for 21 days? I also wouldn't give the list.
This mistrust culminated in startling violence against Ebola responders. Rebel groups and angry civilians attacked health centers, killing 11 health workers and injuring dozens. The violence prompted Ebola responders to suspend operations. Some health workers even went into hiding. Newport says communities only began to cooperate with Ebola responders once they were allowed to participate in their own care more directly. For example, by building their own isolation and treatment units.
So when they had a center that they trusted and they felt connected to, it made such a difference. And it made such a difference in the transmission in the community, because as soon as someone got slightly sick, they just came.
Meanwhile, medical workers used the airwaves to tackle false or misleading rumors. And brought lessons on Ebola and prevention directly to schools and markets. Katsan Maliro worked for the WHO on the communication efforts.
As the number of Ebola cases went down, the community started to have confidence in us. We told them, okay, you followed our preventative measures. And now look, the disease is leaving your village. That was a huge joy.
Joy, but not quite yet victory, even as the DR Congo is pivoting to stopping the spread of coronavirus by using many of the same measures it has used in the fight to defeat Ebola.
COVID-19 is a disease of contact, just that. Without contact, there is no contamination, just like Ebola. The fight against Ebola helped the community understand that we could also fight against other diseases just by washing our hands. That's so satisfying for us.
The World Health Organization notes that many more Congolese are now trained on the treatment of infectious diseases thanks to their work during the Ebola crisis. One of them is Nurse Kavira Kavota.
A lot of foreigners came here with their own experience and they trained us. It helped us. In the event of a new outbreak, we'll be able to take charge of the response ourselves.
Frontline health workers like Kavota are going from one outbreak to another, but they appear to be on the verge of one victory, at least for now.